Last year, jazz bass player and composer Daniel Foos spent a month living in a dilapidated house on a former plantation in the Mississippi Delta. He wrote music for his new album there, Of Water and Ghosts. He returned to his home in New York with a meditation on his family's history in the Delta and the legacy of slavery. Rick Carr reports.
Daniel Foos's album has its roots on a class trip to Ghana in 2003 when he was in music school. His instructor arranged for the students on the trip to the West African nation to meet with a soothsayer or diviner, a bokor in the local Ewe language.
And when he had a session with me, he looked at me and said, "You need to go back and play drums and pour out whiskey at your maternal grandfather's grave to atone for his role in the slave trade." And it wasn't like just because I was, you know, a white person there that was what he told everybody.
The Bokor had no idea who Foos was, and he was off by a few generations. Foos's mother's great-great-grandfather, Charles Dubison, was a slave owner and founder of Sonora Plantation in the Mississippi Delta.
We call that a woo-woo moment. That was really, really strange.
Caroline Foos says family history wasn't the only reason the Bokor's words resonated with her son.
There was a place where they kept slaves right before they were sent to America, and Daniel was there, and he visited it, and it really struck him hard. He was really upset by it.
Her son Daniel followed the diviner's instructions a few years later on his day off during a concert tour through the Deep South. He tells the story of what happened at Dubison's burial site on the album's fourth track, Rites at the Grave.
I poured out some whiskey and I played a drum in some kind of honorific way that I could. And it was very emotional. It was very cathartic.
But that wasn't the end of the story. He and his mother researched the family's history. And last winter, the bassist and composer spent a month writing the four-part Sonora suite on his mother's family's former plantation.
There's a line of hills that overlook it, and you can go up on the hill and look down, and you can see the whole of Sonora laid out before you.
That time in the Mississippi Delta gave her son an opportunity to dig into the region's musical legacy, too. He'd started learning about that as a toddler in New Orleans, thanks to his father, record producer, music documentarian, and author John Foos.
We had players that came around the house. James Booker would come by sometimes and play the piano. And even at age 1 and 2, you do absorb something, I'm almost certain.
John Foos grew up on a catfish farm deep in the Delta countryside. That's where his son Daniel found inspiration for the character sketches that make up the rest of his album, Of Water and Ghosts.
I wanted the second half of the record to feel kind of like how I experienced that place and how I think a lot of people do. Kind of like you're driving on a dirt road and there's this great storyteller either driving you or in the passenger seat.
Daniel Foos did a lot of composing outdoors during his month in the Mississippi Delta, lugging his bass from plantation to farm and around the backcountry.
The sound of your bass in the forest around a bunch of trees is an amazing sound. It's like a family reunion because it's getting to be around all this wood and the wood is resonating back.
Daniel Foos says he's not sure it's possible to atone for his family's role in slavery. But the Ghanaian soothsayer who told him to try 13 years ago did bring his family closer together. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr in New York.